B-Pod Studios.
'97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Yo, Cuz.
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz. How you doing?
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
It's pretty funny, Andrew. Nice job, Tunis. Live from Chickies and Pete's in Marlton, New Jersey. It's a Football Friday bye week edition. I'm Anthony Gargano, and as we sit here on the bye week, we ponder what's next. What is next for this team? How does the second half play itself out? Are they able to grind it? Are they able? Is Doug Peterson able to resuscitate this team from 5-4 and allow them in that second half to beat either the Patriots or the Seahawks, accrue enough wins, not slip up against that bad competition, and ultimately, on December 22nd, can Dougie P give you the Merry Christmas Philadelphia against the Cowboys? Can it that possibly happen? I want you, and it's one of our Friday Five questions today, to play out the second half of the season. What does it look like to you? What do you think we'll be talking about? I need you to kind of play it out, all the scenarios, and what conclusions do you make? Because we've talked about it all week long. We've been introspective, which is we self-scouted, all that stuff in the bye week. Where's it going? And I don't want it to end. I really, really, really don't want it to end prematurely without a playoff. That's the one thing. If they don't make the playoffs, it's a huge disappointment. And I know the odds are against them. Dallas is the favorite. And we're going to be rooting for the dreaded Vikings this week. Have become one of our enemies. However, the Cowboys are a greater enemy. Thus, the enemy of your enemy is your friend, and that is the Vikings. We're going to do the skull chant Sunday night, Vikings and Cowboys. Last night, a very good win by the Flyers. So, they have 6 power plays. They have a penalty shot. And they can't score. Carey Price from the Canadiens is out of his mind. Right? All over the place. Going crazy. And yet, they had enough resilience to keep coming and keep coming and keep coming. That's the second really strong win this week. Of course, they beat Carolina at home with a big third period. And, you know, every time you see... And Price was ridiculously good last night. So, and when you see a team go 0-for-6 and miss on a penalty shot, that usually spells doom. That's usually a loss. But they came and they won that game in overtime, and I just thought it was a real come together game for a young coach and a young team and a new coach. I was impressed by it. I was real impressed by it. Hopefully, that's the markings of a playoff team. Because they're fun. The young guys are come in and they're starting to be fun. And Vaino's style is fun. So I was impressed by last night. Basketball, been out at least three games, probably about a week to 10 days with the AC shoulder sprain. Yesterday, the idea of load management makes its way around the NBA. Michael Jordan checks in. And MJ says, I pay you to play 82 games. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear about load management. I don't want to hear it. You play 82 games. A little bit later on, you're going to hear Tim Legler at 11:20, and he's going to talk about load management, among other things, Ben Simmons and some other good stuff. But he's going to talk about load management as well. And he's going to talk about it in a way that I think is going to surprise you. This league was all, and it all stems from the other night, from Wednesday night, when it was Clippers and Bucks, and Kawhi Leonard doesn't play. Now, they talk about an injury, but we know it's load management. And they talk about load management, and he doesn't play against the Bucks. And it's a nationally televised game. And people are going, yo, man, enough's enough. At least play during the big games. And Jordan weighs in, and Jordan says, I don't want to hear it. I don't believe in it. Who says that load management? Give me some proof with the science that it works. I've been waiting for the pushback. And it happens when Jordan speaks. Now, you know Mike. Mike's got no time for the new age. No time for it. He I don't want to hear about load management. And Legs will point out load management, while for Leonard works, but for everybody else, it's unnecessary. So if it's all about load management, then you got to just cut the season. Then why are you playing 82 games if it's that bad? So the league's got an issue and a real problem with the load management stuff. Of course, we know it here all too well with Joel. So we'll get into that as well. We're going to get into the top 10 NFL coaches right now. And I got the Friday Five for you. Good morning, Chunas.
Good morning, and how are we?
By the way, nice win by TU.
Yep, bowl eligible.
6-3, bowl eligible for the sixth straight year, thanks to Matty Rhule.
Gotta love
by
it.
The way, you will hear from a little later on as well, because we spoke to Matt Rhule. AB, how about AB backtracks?
Yeah.
And now he wants.
Uh-huh.
And he wants to play again.
Uh-huh.
He's sorry.
Yeah.
The tweet you read yesterday where he rips the NFL, he's sorry.
Yeah, and then he does the, sorry, I was frustrated. Like we all have. We've all done that before. We pop off and then we go, sorry, I was just frustrated.
Yeah, well, a lot of people do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not uncommon.
But we normally do it, you know, speaking. He was behind a text board.
No, but I think that is today, though. Today is that you need to get it out, and you get it out on social media. Unfortunately, it lives forever once you do it. Once you put it out there on Twitter, it lives, or on social media, it lives forever.
Yeah, it's not going away. Good luck in your meeting next week.
Right. Hey, Raj, you know, that stuff I said about the Uni League, I didn't really mean it. Actually, I'd like to go play for the Eagles. How's that? All right, I got the Friday Five for you coming up. The first question is what we lead off with. So think about it, Tunis. I want you to give me the story of the second half of the Eagles season. Play it out in dramatic fashion. You can even have some music to accompany with you. All right?
All right.
So I'm curious about how was your night last night?
It was good. I set up at the bar, had the three TVs in front of me.
It was a good sports night last night.
Went Temple, went Flyers, and went Thursday Night Football.
Dude, how about the that was a good win for
them. It was a great win. They're a fun team. They're a fun team to watch this year.
You know what's funny? They are. Like, they're being that style. That style. Jason was right when he talked about Vaino and that style he plays. Some of the young players you're seeing now. So that was a good guy. I was pumped up last night. All right, we got lots to get to. We're Chickies and Pete's right here in Marlton, New Jersey, hanging out. Let's talk about Parks Casino, shall we? We were there last night, Cousins Corner. Special 2-hour edition last night from 6 to 8. It's a fabulous sports book, man. You got to get there. Street Road, Ben Salem, the hometown sports book, the 4-for-4 sports book. Check it out. It's dynamite. They got all kinds of stuff. And by the way, you can't get there. It's okay. It's funny. One of our fine listeners, Nikki, said, my friend wants to sign up for the Parks Casino Sportsbook. What's the deal? What's the promo code? The whole thing? So you go to parkscasino.com/PA, use promo code GREEN, and you get a risk-free bet to $500. Your risk-free bet is refunded as an account credit. So that's what you do. And they have all kinds of fun stuff, like all kinds of great futures. Like we were talking about this. We do a lot of the prop stuff, especially at 1:30 when we do our daily number segment. We use the Parks lines. It's a lot of fun. Like, you know, the NFC right now, if you bet the Niners to win the NFC, 100 wins you 300. You bet the Eagles, 100 wins you 1,000. Right? In the AFC, Baltimore, Kansas City, plus 450. And by the way, not that this is going to happen because of passing yards, but if you somehow believe that Antonio Brown's going to appear, a $100 bet on Carson Wentz to lead the NFC in passing yards wins you 15,000. So there you go. Actually, the NFL. I don't think it's going to happen, but there's the odds. There's all kinds of fun stuff. You can have a great time with it. Parks Casino and Sportsbook, online or in person. Got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. All right, 1023 live from Chickies and Pete's. Yes, we love our Chickies and Pete's. Hanging out every Friday. Don't forget Chickies and Pete's, your favorite local sports bar and crab house. Go where the players go. And you can see Eagles players every Monday night. Or you can eat Chickies wings and world famous crab fries every Monday at 6 p.m. And how about this? $19.99. Or you can eat wings and crab fries. Can't beat that, right, brother? How about it, Tunes?
I love it. I'm all for that.
Yeah. What are you eating now for breakfast?
Right out of the jar, some peanut butter.
I heard the
yep.
From the now, you say you thought that was weird. I don't think it's weird. But I can only go like a couple scoops.
Yeah, I'm on on number five right now.
Yeah, five. Yeah, that's too much. With no roll or, I mean, no piece of bread or anything. But like I'll do the peanut butter a couple times, you know. But that's it. I don't do the.
It's just kind of funny looking because it's the big container, and I just have it here in the studio.
It's good protein.
Giant container.
It's all right. It's good protein. All right, you ready? Here is the Friday Five. So let me give you guys the Friday Five, and you can take one or all of the Friday Five questions. The best answer, the most creative, clever answer will get the $100 Primo gift card. How's that sound? Question number one. Give us this answer. Who are you out on? For some people, it's Ben Simmons. We've been having this conversation. For others, it's Carson or whatever. For me, it's Klentak. I'm sorry. I can't get over the fact that he didn't want Joe Girardi. That his first choice is to bring back Kapler. How am I supposed to take him seriously when his first choice wasn't even Joe Girardi? Like, I don't want to hear all the nonsense now. Oh, yeah, I'm on board. I love Joe. Joe's going to be great. You wanted Kapler back. And the fact that he talks about pitching, oh, yeah, you know, it's all about pitching. Duh. It took you a year? How many years now? 3 years to figure that out? You're going into your fourth year? and it's all about pitching. I'm out. Completely out on Matt Klentak. Out. I love Girardi. I love the Phillies. I hope they win in spite of Klentak. I have no faith in him. He needs to completely redo his image. And it goes beyond, and I don't care about, you know, seems like a nice guy or any of that stuff. His track record is terrible. Developing players, bringing out prospects, this whole organization, it's a mess. And he's the night watchman. So he's got a lot of work to do before I can get back in on him. I'm out. Question number two, of course, we just talked about it. The story of the second half. What's the season going to be? I want you to play that out for me. Question number three, LSU's playing Alabama tomorrow. I love, it's a great game. And so I'm a big college football fan. And I know we're not the biggest college football people here. But give me a matchup in any of the sports. Could be NFL, could be MLB, NBA, NHL, college basketball, college football, that doesn't involve a local team and you're going to just completely change your schedule for. Give me that matchup that you would do that for. Number four is this one. I want you to admit that you like a certain commercial. Now, Tunis, I have to admit something. You know that Lexus commercial where people are buying Lexuses for their loved ones?
What, the holiday one or the McConaughey one?
No, the holiday one. They every year, the big bow on the car.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it's completely fugazi because nobody's doing that, right? However, I love the holidays, right? And I like the commercial. Like, they're all in, like, turtlenecks, and there's, like, fake snow, and they're all living, like, in this utopian village. Like, I want to live in that village where it's, like, all happiness and Lexuses, right?
Like, but instead of grass, it's got to be stone.
Yeah, well, you get my point. Like, you know, they come out of these enormous houses and, like, these circular driveways, and there's, like, matching Lexuses. I mean, it's so ridiculous and so unrealistic and so unlike life. But I love it because I love the holidays, and I love, that whole setting. It's like that's where, like, heaven would be, right? Coming out, your warm fireplace, you know, for some reason, I like even the jeweler commercial, which I would normally hate because it's got a holiday theme. I kind of like it. So you have to admit to me the commercial that you like. All right, you're writing these down now, aren't you?
Yeah, I got you. But is it something that other people won't like? Because the first one that comes to mind is I think other people like it.
Yeah, but, like, nobody likes the Lexus commercial. Like, it's stupid, right? Like, it's unrealistic. But I like it because it feels like it's the holidays and there's, like, a utopian society. You understand?
Yeah, I got you.
So, would you think I would like that commercial? No, right?
No.
But for some reason, I find it comforting because maybe it's on every year, the same thing. And I love the holidays. Like, I love the holidays. My favorite time. I love it. All right, question number five. You know, you saw people fighting over that Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Which is ridiculous.
Right? People are going nuts.
It's so stupid.
Right, now they're going nuts over the chicken sandwich. Quite frankly, anything involving chicken, you can have it.
I'll eat it,
but I'm not fighting over chicken. Give me the food item that you would fight over. All right, something like, give me the, where you get it. My man over here at Chickies and Pete says mac and cheese. He's ready to throw down. So give me the food item that you would fight over.
Okay.
All right, so think about your answers. We're going to open up the phone line, 610-632-0975. And we'll bat around the Friday Five. Let's go to Eric in Philly to get us started. Eric, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing, man?
What's up,
Eric? Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, man, I definitely was listening in, thinking about that bye week question. And I feel like, you know, to kind of loop two questions together, I'm kind of out on my birds. And not to say that we're not talented. You know, that's not even the question. It's just us not performing to what we are. And I think a nice little scenario, we coming out the bye and we got the Patriots. And I feel like, I think we get that one at home. I think we definitely do.
Do you?
I hope so, man. And I think we do it because the fact that the call stood out on Doug and Mike Groh. I feel like ever since Frank Reich has left, you don't see the same, you know, dynamic ability in the personnel grouping. You know, Doug's a great play caller, but you only can call plays on what's on your sheet. And when you got Groh and a couple other guys putting together some yahoo.
Is he a great play caller? Like, I don't know that he's a great player. I mean, I don't think he's bad, but I don't know that he's great.
I believe he's better than a lot of these middle-of-the-pack guys. I think what you give him, I feel like we don't have any guys on paper that you look like, wow, like he really makes that matchup mismatch. So you look at it like for him to do what he does, even with Aguilar and Alshon, and even what he's doing right now with Howard.
But here's what he's got to do, though, he's got some – like, here's the deal. Like, you know you got these guys, right? So you got stiffs here, right, that you got to work with on the outside. So you got to figure out how to get mismatches – using your tight ends and Miles Sanders.
Yeah, and definitely bringing in them heavy sets. I mean, the two tight end set, it shows that it works. Every time we bring it in, your linebackers, you're not telling me that every team in the NFL has two athletic linebackers where they can stay Goddard and Ertz four downs. I can't tell me that. So at the end of the day, it's like he sees it, but then the successful things he does, he feels as if, that, oh, I shouldn't go back to that. So that'll be the real, you know, telltale of what he does coming out against the Patriots. Now, the Miami game, of course, I feel like we should win. You know, like you said, not slipping up against bad competition, but it's that Seattle game. I feel like that game is going to be the telltale of our D-line and linebacking core, and that'll be the tell of what if we can really step up to the Cowboys, because if we come out and play another game linebacker-wise that we played against Zeke, It'll just be us filling out the playoffs at 9-7 or even at 10-6 like a couple years ago with Chip Kelly, man.
You're right on, brother. You're right on.
Yeah.
That's a good call by you, Eric. Great.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, in the division, we got the back half of our schedule is way easier. If we can get out these next two or three games, at least 2-1, you look at it like we really, like, it's crazy because if we went out and even if we do lose to the Cowboys, we're still looking at us maybe winning the division. Yeah, I don't want to. They swept us last year, man. I'm still bitter about that.
No, I like it. Good call, E. Good call. Good call, buddy. I don't think they can win out. I mean, you feel better about the Patriots game than I do. I'm still... like, I'm focused. You got to take one of the two. So I think you can move the ball in Seattle. Seattle's defense isn't great defense. So Seattle's the game. If you can't beat the Patriots, I think that's going to be a tough game. Then I think you got to beat Seattle. Is Doug a great play caller, Junis?
I think he's been more creative recently. But there are still things that I question, and I keep on bringing up that Miles Sanders screen where Zach Ertz missed the block, and you should have had the right tight end to make the block, and that'd be Dallas Goedert. So that's design, and he screwed that up.
Yeah.
But I think he is creative with what he has.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not saying he's bad, but is he great? Like, that's the only thing we're going to find out a lot. Like, again, and Eric was right. You know, what he's got on the outside is the hamstrings him.
Yeah, and he now knows moving forward there's no DeSean Jackson. He's got a game plan knowing that there's no return of DeSean Jackson.
Yeah.
He's got a game plan with, I guess, Jordan Matthews as your outside receiver. Is here in the slot and Nelson Agholor's on the outside. He's got to figure that out.
Yeah, I know.
Now, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Sunday night, Vikings-Cowboys.
Yes.
Does that result change how you feel a little bit about the Eagles? Like, if the Vikings win, are you all of a sudden feeling a little bit better?
Yeah, well, you got a better shot, of course.
How would it make you?
It doesn't change that they are, I think they're limited in how good they are without a credible wide receiver, but, or at least a speed wide receiver. But, you know, again, it opens things up. Like, because all you got to do is, if Minnesota wins, and now that's a tough schedule they got, the Cowboys. If Minnesota can win the game, it's a huge deal for the Eagles. The season is way much more alive because, look, I mean, you know, Dallas has a tough road, but you beat Minnesota. How good are they feeling about themselves?
Yeah, seriously.
You know, I don't think it's a lock that the Eagles beat Dallas, mind you, on December 22nd. But, you know, I just want to be in a position that if they win that game in a revenge situation, that they can win the division.
Hey, Philadelphia, Merry Christmas.
It was one of my favorite days. I'll never forget it. Jeff Garcia, Merry Christmas, Philadelphia, on the field. It was right in Jerry World. He wins the game. And see, he had such a charisma about him. El Pistolero. And he gives you the Merry Christmas, Philadelphia. Do you remember watching the game?
Yeah, I do. It kept the season alive.
Yeah, and that was awesome. And he had that run where he went to New Orleans. They almost won the game.
Well, he went about, what, like 3-1, maybe 4-1?
Yeah, then he went in the playoffs. I mean, if not for New Orleans, they were close in that game. That was the Sheldon Brown when he demolished
Reggie Bush.
Yeah, remember that? It's a shame. They win that game. God, who knows, dude? NFC Championship game. Been a lot of those around here. Mike in Florida, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Michael.
Hey, cuz. How you doing?
Hey, Mike.
So before I get to my Wentz point, I got a little story for you. Yesterday, I know you're big on community and Philly sports and how it brings everybody together. And definitely extends outside the city and outside of Pennsylvania because I'm in the parking lot at the grocery store yesterday. And I see an older lady with an Eagles sticker on her car, so I start talking to her. And she told me she had season tickets for 50 years and her kids use them now. And it was great, but this is the part you're going to like.
What part of Florida?
I'm in Jacksonville.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, lots of Eagles fans here. Lots of Eagles fans. And so I go, what do you think of the season this year? And she starts ripping Aguilar, calling him soft. And I was like, oh, my God, I got to call Cuz and tell him this. He's going to love it.
That's the best. You're the older lady. He can't catch. He can't track a football. I love it.
It was hilarious. Alligator arms comparing him to Todd Pinkston and stuff. I was cracking up.
Oh, that's a great. Oh, she's awesome. Isn't it funny how that works? Like when you're, particularly you, like you're in Jacksonville and all of a sudden you see someone with that sticker, you feel like this kinship. Like, wow, it's somebody else. We're family. The minute we're from Philadelphia.
Yeah, I mean, the gym I go to, there's probably 10 or 11 Eagles fans that are in there, and we're always, huddling up, and all the, half Jags fans that don't really care about NFL, they're like, oh, these Eagles fans. So Wentz, I'm a big Wentz guy. You know, I give him an A right now for what he's doing. One thing I've noticed, though, and I thought it was crazy at first, but I talked to my friends about it, and they're seeing it too now. When he drops back, man, he is just staring down his receivers. And you know exactly who he's going to, unless he has to start scrambling. But when he drops back, I mean, if he's looking at the left side of the field, and Ertz or Alshon's over there, that's where he's going. And I think it's hard to throw guys open when you're doing that.
Yeah, no, I think you're right about that. I see it too sometimes. And it's funny. It's kind of, I'm sure you have the same thing when you watch a game. You have like a text change with your buddies. So I have, I have that too, and it's funny, my buddy Toots the other day sends out a Cyclops picture with the one big eye saying, he's staring down a receiver. So, no, I hear you. I see the same thing. He's got to stop that. I feel you. He'll try. You'll notice, like, sometimes he'll try to look off the safety, but you're right. There are plays when you know where he's going with the ball. I agree.
Yeah, he's working with what he's got. But I think that, again, I think that goes to coaching. I mean, you're supposed to have a quarterback guru as a head coach.
Yeah.
And if I'm seeing that, I'm not a football coach.
No, it's a good call. Mikey, good stuff, man. I love that story, brother. Keep representing down there. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Yeah, you see that, don't you?
What, the people crushing Carson?
No. Not crushing them. Him staring down at times.
Well, they did. They stared down Zach Ertz just last game.
I know. That's the Cyclops came from. With the one big eye staring down Zach. You got to stop that. I mean, people are right about that. Look at Ben in Coachville. Let's get Ben up here. Ben in Montgomeryville. What's up, Benny? How are you, pal? My bad.
I'm doing good, cuz. How are you? No, good. It's all good. happy Friday to you guys.
Happy Friday to you, pal.
So I wanted to talk about the Flyers and then run through my five real quick.
Yeah, yeah. It was a good game last night, man.
Yeah, it was a really, really good game. I mean, for about a 20-minute period there, for I guess like the last 10 minutes of the first period and the first 10 minutes of the second period, they just looked so dominant. They were just firing the puck in, keeping the ball in the zone, really putting a lot of pressure. But then they kind of just like fell off the map, and it really felt like one of those games that almost slipped away from them.
Well, I mean, think about it. When you go 0-for-6 on the power play and then you miss a penalty shot, that can be demoralizing. But what I thought was that third period, they still kept charging. They still were charging. Carey Price was tremendous last night.
You're right. He was.
I thought that was a good sign that they were, you know, some teams, when you fail like that on the power play, especially that 0-for-6, it just demoralizes you.
Right. And that leads me to my five. So for the first one, I'm out on Voracek. I'm just so sick of this guy. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you saw it, but the first goal, I think, that they let up.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy looks like an elephant on skates. Yeah. You know, I just watched the Habs wing just go right by him and spin Voracek around. He almost fell over himself. I'm just like, oh my God, look at this. They're going to score. And sure enough, they did 2 seconds later, they score. I mean, whenever he had a shift, it just didn't even look like he wanted to be on the ice. I'm ready for them to trade this guy.
Yeah, I think it's good. You're going to get your wish too.
Yeah. Anyway, to the other ones real quick. And then you got other people on the line. For number two, as far as the Eagles season, I kind of think that we're overlooking the Giants. And I think just like we let up a couple of cheap losses early on to Detroit and Atlanta, I think it might not be the Giants, but I think we are going to let up a cheap loss somewhere late in the season.
I'm worried about that. I don't know that they're good enough not to slip up.
Right. Everyone seems to count these games, even though they're easy opponents and they're easy strength of schedule.
Who knows? Daniel Jones goes off one day. Like, who knows? You still got to deal with Barkley. I think their defense is horrible, but... You know, they do have skilled guys on offense.
Right. As far as the commercial, the third one, I love the Heineken Holiday 5-pack commercial.
Yes! I do too! I do too! I love that. I don't know what it is, man. And the other one, the Stella commercial.
Yes, yes.
They're like in Paris or whatever, and they're in some like cafe, some bar. I don't know. But I'm with you. I like to say it. The holiday thing gets me. I don't know. Every time.
Yeah. I forgot what the fourth one was, but for the fifth one, I really love a good lobster roll.
So that you fight somebody for a lobster roll.
I definitely would.
You throw down.
It was a nice one.
Yeah, you throw down.
I would be ready to throw down for it.
I like it. I like it. That's great stuff, my brother. It was the matchup. The fifth one is the matchup. But you did great. Hold on. We're going to qualify you. For your Friday Five questions. The fifth question is, give me a matchup that's non-Philadelphia in any of the other sports. 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. We'll talk to Tim Legler at 11:20. Sal Pal will join us at 12:20. And Sal Pal, it's funny, is doing something that's really, really cool. I can't wait to tell you about it. And a little bit later on, we'll talk to Matt Rhule. It is the Midday Show. I'm Cuz. We're live at Chickies and Pete's right here in Malta, New Jersey. All the great teams have a go-to guy, right? So, you know, I was just talking to the Chiefs about food. We talk about it all the time. I hate breakfast. I don't like breakfast. Eggs, out. I'm out. Anything breakfast, I'm out. I hate the morning, to be quite frank with you. So what am I looking for? I'm looking for something easy to eat in the morning, tasty. Oh, tomato pie. Oh, it's the best, perfect breakfast food for me. And I go to Corpalese Bakery, my go-to guys for tomato pie since 1924. The Corpalese family's dedicated their lives to serving the highest quality tomato pies. I like them. I mean, you walk into their bakery, we do shows there, and you could, you smell the sauce cooking, the olive oil, the little Locatelli cheese sprinkled up top. It's tremendous, the hard, dude. Nice crispy crust. It's perfect food. And that's Corpolis. They got four locations for your convenience. Norristown, Limerick, Audubon, and Douglasville. You can have your event catered by Corpolis Bakery and Deli. And your guests are going to be freaking out how good the food was. And check out the desserts. If that's your ticket, you're going to love those too. I'm the tomato pie guy, and my friends at Corpolis Bakery, my go-to guys for that tomato pie. See more at CorpolisBakery.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Football Friday. Always fun. Brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice, praxis, malpractice, and nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum, over two decades helping out our community. All right, coming up, legs, 11:20. So all the Ben stuff that happened in the last couple days. Well, but he addresses it. So you'll hear from Legs coming up at 11:20, and he's really interested. He also was interested. I found him fascinating on the subject of load management. Did you see the Jordan piece yesterday?
I saw the quotes like on social media. And
now is that like, let me ask you a question, because it's so funny, because then it becomes in like an age thing, right? It's like he's the old hard ass guy that doesn't get today's guys.
He's also the best player in the history of the league.
Like I heard Jamie today, and he was talking about Kawhi. Oh, it's poor Kawhi. You don't Kawhi like, and he was like. Like overly sympathetic toward the plight of Kawhi Leonard. So, it's funny. I tend to go with, like, I don't want to ignore the science because, you know, the science is important. Now, the other thing is that, you know, you don't have a lot of data to go on, right? Because this is a relatively new practice, the load management. But here's where it screams against. If it's not good for Kawhi Leonard, it's good for the rest of the team. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if Patrick Beverley, who's older?
Right. Yeah, so, no, I get it.
Like, you know, if you want to do that, then just don't play as many games. You can't have it both ways if you're the NBA.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If they cut the league down to 62 games, they'll still do it load management. It's still going to happen. Unless the league puts a really specific rule, which they tried doing this year, and they're still finding ways around it.
Yeah, it kills the game. On you look at Wednesday night, right? People wanted to see Milwaukee and the Clippers.
Yeah, Kawhi Giannis.
I mean, come on. You cannot play. It's not fair to the fan. It's just not. Then don't play 82 games. Then play 62. But whatever has to happen... I'm looking at a little guy right in front of me, right? So my little man over here, if he wants to watch, I want to see Giannis play Kawhi. Now, he's not going to be up at 10:30, but, you know, you get my point. Well, he should be able to watch it.
Yeah, especially when they market it.
Like, if the guy's legitimately hurt, that's one thing. But let's be real here. Like, there is this all, Jamie's talking about lawsuits and this and all the other nonsense. Like, come on, man. The guy's hurt. We know he's hurt. If he's not hurt, we understand what's load management. Like, there has to be you got to get with the Players Association and you got to come up with a real solution. It's not good for the game to have guys on load just resting. That's not good. You then don't play as many games again.
Yeah, take away the back-to-backs. Because that's why he didn't play that game, is because they had a game the next night. Like, I get the strategic element to it. Like, I don't want Joel Embiid to play in every single back-to-back. But at the same time, you know how bad the Sixers, not bad, but you know how much of a drop-off there is when Joel Embiid doesn't play for the Sixers. Not just the fan element, but the strategic element for their team as well. They drop off when Embiid's not around.
Yeah, exactly. It's just not good for the game to have guys miss the amount of games that they miss. It's just not good for it. And the other thing is, like, I don't want to, like, Jordan comes across and Jordan just makes no bones about it. You know, I pay to play 82 games. You play 82 games. I'm the best player in the history of the game. I played every night. And he played 45 minutes a night. Right? Wait, he wasn't playing 30 minutes. He was playing 40, you know, he plays 44, 45, 46. You know.
I mean, and then go out after.
I mean, the guy's got a point. Right? I mean, you know, he had a long, illustrious career. The guy's got a point. You know, you got to be there. You got to answer the bell. You want to be the man. You want to be the man at night. You know, you got to be the man every night. Now, is that too much of a hard-ass kind of take on it?
I don't know. I mean, when did load management really start? It was with Pop and the Spurs just a few years ago. But he also had aging players. Like, they were up there in age. Kawhi's still relatively young.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.